Alrighty, next question. What's your dream job? Okay, so my dream job, I am actually currently working towards getting to my dream job. My dream job is I want to be a mortician, funeral director. The big dream is to one day run my own funeral home. And yeah, I'm currently, I'm about to go to school for it, and I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited to be studying, you know, this stuff, because I just find it extremely fascinating. That is my dream job. I want to be a mortician. I want to prepare dead bodies for funerals. That is my goal in life. I am just waiting for all the WTF comments that are about to pop up, like, what the hell? That's what you want to do with your life? Yes, that's what I want to do with my life. And hopefully publish a couple of books along the way. That would be pretty sweet, too. So, yeah, that's what I want. That is my dream job. I want to be a funeral director and run my own funeral home. What are three things you like about yourself?
That's
a difficult, very difficult question, because I don't like much about myself. Three things that I like about myself. I guess the first thing that I can think of is I really like my intuition. I have pretty good intuition about people. I have pretty good, like, I trust my gut, and 9 times out of 10 it's kept me out of some really bad, nasty, sticky situations, and I, you know, have kept myself safer because I listen to my gut instincts, and when I don't, things usually go horrifically wrong. So I would definitely say my intuition, my gut instincts, my warning bells. They're, my alarm system is all up to date, I guess. So I guess that's definitely one thing I like about myself, is my intuition. I guess the second thing I like about myself, it's not necessarily a positive thing, but the reason why I like it about myself is because it's given me some of the most fun memories and entertaining stories to tell, and, you know, it gives me a good chuckle every now and again because I have this trait. I have a kind of difficult time refusing a challenge. If I am stepping up to a challenge, or if I make a bet, I kind of have a hard time backing down once the stakes have been made, regardless of what the stakes are. Usually, I think I've only backed out of, I think, 2 bets in my lifetime. Yeah, like, I can count them on one hand, the amount of, like, challenges I backed down from or bets that I didn't follow through on. So I have a hard time backing down to a challenge. And the reason why I don't necessarily view it as a bad thing, though I do understand that, I think it's like an issue of pride. Like, I just, like, don't want to be shown up, in terms of the whole, like, I don't want to be seen as a little bitch kind of thing. But I personally, it gives me some of the most, like, fun stories to tell. It also makes me a hell of a good time at parties, I guess. Like, yeah, so I just have, like, really funny stories because of it. Like, that time I got hit in the face with a phone book. That was a thing. It didn't hurt as bad as I expected it to, but it still hurt a lot. Like, a lot. But because, like, it was, like, one of our, like, buff friends who was smacking me in the face with a phone book, because that was the bet, and they told me I could back down, and I was like, no, fucking hit me in the face with a phone book. And he did, and it hurt, but that's whatever. I think I actually did get a little bit of a bruise on my cheek from that, but it's fine. you know, I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was signing up for. I knew it was going to suck. So, yeah, I guess that's the second thing I like about myself. And something else I like about myself. I guess my hair. And the reason I say that is because I, like, quite a few years ago, I was forced to cut it, like, super duper short for some, like, personal life stuff. And so I had to have it, like, super short. And I hated it a lot. And so, like, ever since, I've been, like, working on growing it out. And now it's this long, beautiful, floofy mess that you guys have, well, not, you guys haven't seen the big floof in pictures, but who knows, y'all might see the big floof at some point. But yeah, so my hair, I guess, because I've worked really hard to grow it out, and I'm super proud of it, because it's nice and long, and I love it, and yeah, so I guess my hair. Next question, are you a cat or dog person? No, don't make me pick between my fuzzy babies, no. No, why would you do this to me? Though in reality, like, my all-time favorite animal are sea slugs. I don't know why I love sea slugs. They're so cute and colorful, and honestly, land slugs need to step up their game, because land slugs look like piles of snot, and sea slugs are over here looking like beautiful, majestic Pokemon things. So sea slugs are like my all-time favorite animal, and I love just animals in general. Especially, I actually really like spiders. I think spiders are really cool. But the question is, are you a cat or dog person? Oh, and that's really difficult. And the only reason I'm about to answer this question this way is because of personal circumstances, and that is cat person. And the reason I say that is because I have a hard enough time falling asleep. I have insomnia, chronic nightmares. They're really bad. You know, I already have a difficult time falling asleep, and it's even harder to fall asleep when you've got a dog barking at 2 o'clock in the morning. Other than that, I love them all. I want all the fuzzy animals, and all the not so fuzzy animals, and all the weird and kooky ones too. So yeah, I guess cat person, technically. What's the craziest thing to happen to you recently? Okay, there was like two things that came to my brain. There's like one that I can like definitely say, and there's one that I'm like, I don't think I should say that. Like, so I guess like to the friends I've made on GWA, if you are curious as to what that thing that I am not gonna say is, I'll probably tell you, like, in all honesty, just like I ask that you guys don't, that to my friends, don't judge me for it, please. It's kind of dumb. Like, I technically did a stupid thing, probably. It was probably stupid, but it was a lot of fun. And so I'd probably do it again. So I can't say it. So I'm going to do the thing that I can think of more recently, which is that one of the creators that inspired me to, you know, make content on GWA, actually, I find out, likes my stuff and listens to my shit, and yeah, I hardcore fangirled really bad, because I think I've been a fan of him since like around when I made the Reddit account, is when I like found him, like around when I made it. And so like to find out that when I started posting shit that he really liked it was like super hardcore fangirl mode. So that I think is probably one of the craziest things to happen to me recently, certainly. So I guess that's the answer to that question. Do you have any odd hobbies or interests? Well, I think besides my low-key obsessive love of spiders and sea slugs, and snakes too. I really like snakes. Snakes are cool. But aside from those, odd hobbies or interests, I will say, that one is kind of hard. I don't know, because, like, I grew up with, like, a bunch of nerds, and I say that in the nicest way possible, because I am totally a nerd, like, through and through. I grew up with a bunch of nerds, so, like, a lot of stuff, like, I don't know what's considered an odd hobby or interest, if that makes sense. I will say I do have a... I do like overanalyzing, like, this probably makes me, like, no fun to watch movies with. Well, I can shut up during movies, but I really like overanalyzing, like, some of just, like, the dumb plot holes in, like, movies and stuff, and then, like, kind of, like, making you overthink, like, wait a minute, that's actually, like, kind of dumb. Maybe that's, like, stupid, or maybe that just makes me an asshole. I don't know. Because, like, it's really hard for me to think of if any of my hobbies or interests are odd because I'm so used to them. And I grew up with, you know, people that were into these things. And so, you know, I don't know if it's considered. Okay, actually, you know what? Something did just come to my brain. I have, like, an extreme appreciation and love of researching the Cthulhu mythos and the creations of H.P. Lovecraft. I don't know, something about cosmic horror just really, like, draws me in, and I, even though it does make me, like, you know, question my existence and my sanity, I really, really enjoy it. So I guess I'm gonna have to go with, so yeah, love of the Cthulhu mythos and things H.P. Lovecraft. And then also just, like, I love, and then I'm also just, like, really into, like, the kind of, like, spooky and, like, unexplained shit about, like, the world around us. So, like, all the things, like, all the, like, weird shit that, like, we can't explain. I'm really into, like, just diving deep into the rabbit hole and, like, you know, seeing what my imagination comes up with to explain how any of this shit is, like, a thing. I don't know. Probably none of that answer made any sense, but that's how I answered it, so I'm gonna go with it. What food do you absolutely refuse to eat? Okay, I don't actually have many of those anymore. I used to be, like, much pickier when I was a kid, like, when I was much younger. I used to, like, absolutely refuse to eat tomatoes. Like, I wouldn't even eat ketchup. I hated tomatoes that much. Now it's whatever. It's mostly, like, a texture thing with certain tomatoes. But, So, food do I absolutely refuse to eat? And I also eat, like, a bunch of, like, weird stuff, too. Like, you know, and, like, I will, like, explore. I, like, oh, that's another odd interest I have is, like, food from, like, different cultures and stuff. I love trying, like, other cultures' food. It's, like, a really interesting thing, and it's really interesting to see how, like, combined with geography and resources and all that fun stuff of, like, what influences how and what they make their food out of. I don't know. I just find it very interesting. But I guess, like, the only food I can really think of that, like, I would absolutely refuse to eat is, if you guys don't know what it is, durian fruit. Its nickname is the diaper fruit for a reason. Like, it smells so bad that it's, like, banned on public transportation in certain countries. I guess that's, like, something I would absolutely refuse to eat just because I am really, like, smell sensitive. I have a really sensitive nose. I also have asthma, and that doesn't help. But I'm just really sensitive to smells, and just something that smells like legitimate shit, I would not eat. Like, no way in hell. Other than that, not really anything I can think of. What's your most irrational fear? My most irrational fear. I have a lot of irrational fears. I'm like someone who's like, I have plenty of irrational fears, but like, I also have like a lack of fear of like certain things that I totally should be afraid of. I don't know. I don't understand how my brain works, but what is my most irrational fear? I personally think my fear of clowns is completely rational. Clowns are fucking terrifying. You know, they're creepy as hell. Like, ooh, the painted on smile, but you can feel the depression underneath. It's just like, ooh, gives me the heebie-jeebies. But most irrational fear. I do have a fear of needles. Even though I want to get a tattoo, I am terrified of needles. But I don't think that's that irrational, just because granted, I do rationalize it in my head, but I guess needles would probably be my most irrational fear, just because I don't know. It's like the inner, like, conspiracy theorist being worried about, oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. Something about needles going into my skin freaks me out, and yeah, I don't know. Just give me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah, so I guess needles, my most irrational fear. Yeah. What do you do to relax after a long day? I don't. And when I say that, I mean, like, it's really hard for me to relax. I'm someone who just can't relax at all. Also, sorry if like any of my answers sound super weird. I'm like really, really tired. If you guys can tell, I probably already said this, but I'm someone who like just really has like a really difficult time relaxing. And yeah, I don't know. So oftentimes I think after a long day, I'll probably just like grab some Oreos and some cream soda and like cry in my corner of my room. God, that is a sad existence. And then maybe try to like, I don't know, get off. Yeah. And that's actually like really sad. That probably sounds really sad, but that's how it is. You know, I'm someone who just can't relax. I don't know. I find it very difficult for me to relax. I'm always like super on edge. So yeah, I can't relax. What was your worst subject in school? Oof. Okay, what was my worst subject in school? That's the thing. Like, I was like, I didn't really have like any like, okay, I was really bad at PE, but that was mostly because like I'm in pain a lot. So like doing like PE in like school was like a nightmare for me. And then also like when I was like younger, because I did ballet, I was already like exhausted from doing dance. So, you know, like doing like physical activities was a nightmare because I felt like I needed to like save that energy for when I was doing ballet. But if we don't count that, then I'm probably gonna have to say English, like the U.S. Like, yeah, because like I went to school in the U.S. I grew up in the same state all 19 years of my life. But I would say English just because I'm very like, I guess opinionated is the right word. I don't like I will have a civil discussion with you if you have a differing opinion. I am willing to do that. I completely understand. Everybody's opinions are different. There are no right or wrong answers. Okay, whatever the fuck. Sorry about this ramble. It's about to get a little heavy. I'm not heavy, just, yeah, strapping for it. But I just,
I just really don't like when opinions try to get forced onto me. I'm not down for that shit. I'm not cool with that. But, and so, like, whenever I was in English class, that's what it felt like. And that's usually what it was, is they were trying to, like, you know, force their opinions down your throat. And I was just not here for it. Like, you know, I was just, like, I was not cool with being forced to adopt an opinion that I didn't agree with and not being allowed to discuss it civilly. So, yeah, I guess English, because I gave my teachers a lot of lip about that stuff because I had different opinions and they couldn't handle the fact that I could word them, like, nicely or, like, eloquently, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I grew up with, like, really, like, word nerdy people. So, like, I was kind of taught how to voice my opinions in a very concise manner, and they kind of weren't cool with that. So, yeah, I guess English, technically. What's something that made you laugh out loud recently? Oh, my God. What made me laugh out loud recently? Huh. I don't know why this question is actually kind of difficult. I don't know. What's something that made me laugh out loud recently? What's something that made me laugh out loud? Why is this difficult? Fuck. I did, recently rewatch one of my favorite movies, The Boondock Saints. I watched it again, and just any scene with Willem Dafoe in that movie, I fucking died laughing. Easily one of my favorite movies of all time. So rewatching Boondock Saints, that was a lot of fun. Even though I was by myself, I didn't care. It didn't matter. I was still having a good time. Yeah. So, definitely rewatching Boondock Saints and any scene with Willem Dafoe. And also just, like, the whole movie to me is pretty funny. Like, it's a funny action movie. I don't know. I really like it. I really enjoy it. And also I like that it is low-key kind of blasphemous in a way. If you watch the movie, you understand what I mean. I think. Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe I'm completely wrong. So, yeah, recently rewatching that movie again, definitely, made me laugh out loud recently.